We're going into the preparation for the lesson that 10 number 25 prepared. An excerpt from Baal HaSulam, letter number 42. The measure of 52. The measure of the Creator's listening depends precisely on the measure of the longing that appears during the saying of the prayer. When one feels excessive longing, he should know that at that time the Creator is listening to him attentively. Clearly, when he knows this, he pours his heart out even stronger. For there is no greater privilege than the King of the world being attentive to him. Again, the measure of the Creator's hearing depends precisely on the measure of the longing that appears during the saying of the prayer. When one feels excessive longing, he should know that at that time, the Creator is listening to him attentively. Clearly, when he knows this, he pours his heart out even stronger, for there is no greater privilege than the King of the world being attentive to him. Workshop question. Let's scrutinize what is the prayer that makes the Creator be attentive to us. Let's scrutinize what is the prayer that makes the Creator be attentive to us. There is no focus group right now.
Let's scrutinize what the prayer is. It's a prayer for the friends. We need to thank the Creator for being here, for being together, that we are friends, and to connect around that. The only prayer is for the Creator to come and be amongst the friends.
Connect among us into one kli, to come to Him with one desire, with a plan that He's planning, and then He hears.
Here only hears the prayer of many. As each emerges out of himself and prays for the friends. Especially when it's a common prayer where everyone does it together.
Right, the prayer has to be for the friends, that they will have the quality of bestowal, that they will have the motivation to discover the Creator.
Prayer needs to be for the friends to bring contentment to the Creator. We need to connect around Him in order to bring Him contentment.
Right, in the last few days, we've been speaking a lot about this prayer, where it comes from, a prayer before a prayer, all kinds of versions. I guess it has to be something much deeper, where a person out of total brokenheartedness, some kind of an outcry bursts out, and maybe that's what we'll get to in the end.
In truth, both the prayer and the request He put in our heart, we just need it to influence us like an IV, more and more dripping in until He gives us the feeling that it's clothing there.
Anyhow, we should always pray and not stop. And we should scrutinize the prayer every time and see if it's really going according to the Creator's desire, according to the desire that we want to bring Him contentment. So we should constantly scrutinize if we... From Baal HaSulam, letter number 52. Our sages said, the Creator longs for the prayer of the righteous, for the Creator's desire for a person to draw near Him awakens great power and longing in the person to crave for the Creator. For as in water of the face to the face, so the heart of man to man. It follows that the saying of the prayer and the hearing of the prayer go hand in hand until they accumulate to the full measure and He acquires everything. Our sages said, the Creator longs for the prayer of the righteous. For the Creator's desire for a person to draw near Him awakens great power and longing in the person to crave for the Creator. It follows that the saying of the prayer and the hearing of the prayer go hand in hand until they accumulate to the full measure and He acquires everything. Now we will continue with silent preparation to include in our prayer the friends who need our help. Let's include in our prayer the friends who need our help. Silent preparation.
והביא אותי אל הר קודשי, איי איי.